paragraph Chaf Aleph, Yalkein Heim Shmoina Simei Chanukah Keneged Shmoina Big Day Kohen Gadol. And this is why we light 8 candles on Chanukah, corresponding to the 8 garments, 8 special garments that the Kohen Gadol wore, 4 of the regular kanim and 4 additional ones that were reserved only for Kohen Gadol. Shenismichu beparashas Viata Tetzave leShemen HaMenorah. The topic of the Big Day Kohuna is written right near the topic of the oil for the menorah, Shubichinas Chanukah, which is associated with Chanukah. And this is why the Pasuk in Koheles also ties them together. The Pasuk says, siyu bagadecho levonim. At all times, your clothing should be white. That represents the white garments of the Kohen Gadol. Veshemen al roishcho al yechsar. And there should never be lacking oil from your head. Begodim levonim, ze bechinas begodim digdusha, bechinas bigdei kohuna. White garments, that refers to garments of Kedusha, like the garments of Kohuna. Shehen bechinas v'shemen al roishcha, which correspond to the oil on the head. Bechinas shemen hamenoira, the oil of the menoira. Bechinas ner chanukah, also corresponds to the ner chanukah. Ki habegodim hein bechinas malchus, because clothing, we know, is a concept of malchus, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Chof Tes and Likut Imran. And we find the famous quote from the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Kori Leilamani Mechabdusa, that Rabbi Yochanan used to refer to his clothing as his kovoid, and kovoid is synonymous with malchus, melech ha-kovoid. Ve'ikra malchus al yidei azus kanal. And the main malchus tigdusha is through azus, shenim shach mebchinas shemen asher al haroish, which comes from that oil on the head, from those crowns. Ve'ze bechinas Hashem moloch geus lovesh, lovesh Hashem oiz his azur. Hashem is king, and he clothes himself in glory, in geus. Hashem oiz his azor. Hashem clothes himself in oiz, in strength. Ki halavushin bechinas malchus bechinas azus. Because the clothing is a concept of malchus, and it's also a concept of azus. A Jew who goes dressed in a proper way, bekedusha, he has tzitzis, he has his tefillin, he wears garments that are tzanua. His garments are malchus tekedusha. And when a man or woman dresses improperly, that's the concept of Azus the Sitra Achra, Rachmanu Litzlan. V'zeh b'chinas shmoyna chutin shebetzitzis, shehem tikna begodim, shekneged zeh him b'chinas shmoyna simei Chanukah, ki tikna habegodim him b'chinas shemen kanal. Now we could understand the relationship between the 8 strings of the tzitzis, because the tzitzis is the beged, it's the ultimate garment, which corresponds to the 8 candles of Chanukah. Just like the pasuk unites begodim with shemen, the becholei siu begodecho levonim veshemen al roishcho al yechsar. Ki tikken habegodim heim bechina shemen kanal, because the tikken of the begodim is tied into the shemen. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to add a piece now that he calls hilchas ta'aruvos. This is the laws of mixtures where meat and milk get mixed. This refers to kosher and non-kosher things becoming mixed up together. This paragraph Chof Beis, which is like an appendix to Hilchas Basar B'cholov. V'zeh b'chinas ta'aruvos. This is the concept of mixtures. Ki ho isur yochoy le'esur sa'heter al yidei ta'aruvos. We know that something non-kosher has the ability to mess up something that's kosher when they get mixed up together. Ki ho isur shebchinas azus de sitra achro. Because the forbidden item, which represents, which symbolizes Azus of the Sitra Achra, has the ability to damage the permissible item and turn it into Isur. Lebechinas Azus the Sitra Achra, like itself, to be Azus the Sitra Achra. V'alkein bitul ho Isur b'shishim. And this is why the Gemara says that in many cases, if you want to nullify the forbidden item, if there's 60 times as much permissible as forbidden, the forbidden becomes nullified. It becomes kosher. Kimi she'ein zoich levatel ho'azis tesitrachra me'atzmoi, shu b'chinas ho'isur v'haklipa, a person who is not zoich to succeed in eliminating the azis tesitrachra from itself, which is Isra and Klipa, from himself, Azai Onshoy Aide Bchinas Shishim, Shua Gehenim. Then what happens if he doesn't destroy the Azis, the Sitra Achra, the Azis destroys him? As Ponim Legehenim, we mention. Kemoy Shapirish Rabbeinu Shom Mashaheshiv Al Hai Dekotz Kufra. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Chof Beis and Likut Imran, when he's explaining the Gemara over there, the line in the Gemara about Hai Dekotz Kufra, Shepogam Bi Azis Dikdusha, that refers to a person who was Poigim in Azis Dikdusha, She'onshoy Beshishim. His punishment is 60. Shehu Bechinas HaGehenim. 60 symbolizes Gehenim. Because the Gemara says in one place that the fire of Gehenim is 60 times as painful, as powerful as all the different fires of this world. So we see that Gehenim is referred to by this number 60. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran Torah Chav Beis, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. V'alkein, and therefore, kisheyesh shishim beheter, when there's 60 times of permissible against the forbidden item, oz nichnav and isbatel hoisur shehu azus, then the forbidden item, which represents the wrong kind of azus, becomes nullified. She'onshoy b'shishim shehu hagehenim, whose penalty is with 60, which is gehenim. Kiashishim shel heter mizgabra olavu mevatloi, because the 60 times as much of the permissible item crushes the 60 of the isur. Meaning the Isur, which is Azus the Sitrachra, which is associated with Gehenim, which is 60. Ki mezgaber ha'azus digdusha shu malchus digdusha b'chinas v'yitein oiz l'malkoi shu b'chinas shishim heima malochois u mevatel ho'isur shu Azus the Sitrachra she'on shei b'shishim shu ha'gehenim. Because Rav Nosson Zal says what happens is the Azus of Kedusha that's found in the permissible item, in the kosher item, which is synonymous with Malchus of Kedusha, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ve'yiten oiz lamalkoi, he will give oiz to his king, Shehu b'chinas shishim heima malochais, and we know kingdom is also associated with the number 60. You have this Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, capital Vav, 60, they are kings. U'mevatel ho'isur shu'azis the sidrachra, and it nullifies the forbidden item, the negativity in the forbidden item, Shehu azis the sidrachra, which is the wrong kind of chutzpah, she'onshoy b'shishim shu ha'gehenim, for which the penalty is 60, meaning the penalty is gehenim. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'alkein ein ho'isur yochel izbatel kim kishenu nikar. This is why one of the halachas of taruvos is that if, let's say, meat, a piece of non-kosher meat, falls into a pot, a huge pot of kosher meat, if you can identify the non-kosher from the kosher, if it looks different, it doesn't become nullified. You got to take it out and throw it out. When we talk about bitul b'shishim or bitul isur, it's talking about only where you can't identify it. You can't recognize it as being different from the kosher. They look alike. They look exactly alike. That's number one. V'gam shelo yeh chaticha horuya l'skabe. And also, the piece of non-kosher has to be a small enough piece that you would not put it on the table for a guest. You would not use it to show respect for another person. We know when somebody comes into your house and you respect them, you offer them food. You put food on the table. It's called kibud. So you would, a piece that's large enough, lehischabed, that piece does not become botel, even if you have 60 times as much. Ki kol zman sheho isur nikor, because so long as you can recognize and identify the non-kosher, that means its azus has not been nullified. Because the main concept of azus, of chutzpah, is that this individual has such chutzpah, he doesn't know that based on where he's at, he should be hiding his face in shame. And he refuses to hide his filthy face, but rather he's showing his face, he's showing himself, rather than running to hide. V'alkein kolzman sheho iser nikor hareyu hadayin bazusoy. So therefore, so long as this non-kosher is showing itself, It means its azus has not become bottle yet. Valkain einoim is battle b'shum bittel, and therefore, even if he ate 100 times as much, it doesn't become nullified. V'chein kishu chaticho horuya l'schabed. So too, if it's a piece that would qualify to show respect to somebody, also, it does not become nullified. V'kovoid zebechinas malchus. Kovoid is synonymous with malchus. Bechinas azus, which is synonymous with azus. Bechinas kovoid vo'oiz. Hovul Hashem kovoid vo'oiz. Those two go together. V'alkein ho'isor shu chaticho ru'il eschabed. Nechos boi b'yoyser kovoid v'azus de sitra achra. Shu malchus de sitra achra. Shu malchus b'leitaga. Therefore, when you have a piece of treif meat that's worthy of being put on a table to show respect to somebody, this piece is still kavod. It means it still has kavod in it. It still has that azus in it, the azus of the sitra achra, which is malchus of the sitra achra, which is that malchus without a crown. Which those people have chutzpah, they take that kavod to themselves, even though they're not worthy of it. V'alkein, that's why such a piece of treif meat cannot be nullified. Because the azus in it is too strong. And so to any kind of forbidden item that's respectable. Kegoin beria, for example, a complete organism. A fly, a complete fly, or a complete caterpillar, or something like that. Or v'dovor shebeminyan, something that's so important that they don't sell it by weight, they sell it by individual item. Eggs. You don't buy eggs by the kilo, it's a dozen eggs. Give me a dozen eggs, a half a dozen eggs. There are certain things that because of their chashivus, they're sold b'minyan, in quantity, not by weight. And that's also something that obviously is a more respectable item, or u'balei chayim, so to a living item, a living animal or something like that. All of these things cannot become bottle, even if it falls into 60 times as much. Ki me'achar sheyesh bo chashivus, because since this item is choshuv, it's important, it's a respectable item, Bechinas achizas hakovoid v'achshivus, which means it has kovoid, it has chashivus. Shibechinas malchus, the sitrachra, which means it's mamish an important part of malchus the sitrachra. Bechinas azus the sitrachra, alkein yefshur lizbatel. That's why it cannot become nullified. Aval kishein nikur hoisur, whereas when the treif is not recognizable, it looks exactly like the kosher pieces in the pot, ve'ein boi shum chashivus hanal, and it doesn't have these values that we mentioned here, that it's a dovor shebeminyan or a chaticha ru'il eschabed, then oz hum is batel b'shishim. Then it can, yes, be nullified if there's 60 times as much kosher as the treif. Ki mizgaber malchus tikdusha kanal. Because the malchus tikdusha in the 60 times of permissible can nullify the negative, the azus de sitrachra that's found in the unkosher item. Paragraph Chav Gimel, the final paragraph. V'ze b'chinas choysom b'toy choysom. This is the concept of the halacha, that certain foods where we're afraid that if you send it with a messenger, let's say the messenger might exchange kosher with non-kosher, you're required to put it inside a double seal. Shesimonom chovis. The four foods that are in this category are represented by this word chovis, ches beis yud tov, kemavur besimen kuf yud ches, as is explained in simen kuf yud ches in Yoredea. One is fish, meat, bosor, yayin, cholov, and don't remember the fourth one this second. Because this seal within a seal comes from Azaz Digdusha. As Rabbein Azal explains over there in Torah of Beis and Likutei Moran. That's how a person is zocher to come close to true tzaddikim, only with Azaz Digdusha. The true tzaddikim are referred to as the seal of the hands. Shal yodom nishmar gam choysim which is what watches over and protects the seal of the feet. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran, in the beginning of Torah Chav Beis, Rabbein Ezal explains it. Ulehefech, ma'acholos ha'asurois, shem pegam ha'az, b'chinas pegam ha'azis, and the opposite, those forbidden foods, which represent azis the sitra achra, hein b'chinas pegam ha'choysam b'toy choysam, they represent a defect in the seal within a seal. Alkein yefshel lishmor hamacholim shel Yisrael mehem. This is why it's very difficult to guard and protect the foods, the Jewish foods, from the force, these forces of the Sitra Achra, ki al yedei choysam betoy choysam. Unless you put the kosher food inside a double sealed package, shehu simen shel azas tikdusha shem achol Yisrael heim b'shleimus. That's a sign that shows that the azas tikdusha is strong. And that's where this seal within a seal comes from. You have to look into the Torah where Rabbeinu Zal explains the choysim ayodin and choysim araglin to see how Rabbeinu Zal says that in order to be zecher to these two choysims, a person needs azas tikdusha. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to explain it. So therefore, these foods that have an extra level of respectability, meat, fish, wine, things like that, they are more vulnerable to be attacked by the Azas de Sitra Achra, and therefore we have to protect them by drawing on the Azas de Kedusha. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in the Likut Imran that this choysam betoy choysam, this seal within a seal, is synonymous with Azas de Kedusha. It draws its power from Azas de Kedusha. Baruch Hashem, with this we conclude Halacha Dalet and Hilchas Basar B'Cholov.